Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Aleph. We are on Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, up to the Gemara. And today we'll learn for Fushleim, for Shimon to be in peril, Mordechai ben Malia, Moshe Shmuel ben Bas Yevela, and Avigail Bas Esther Malkin. So, Iboy Elohu. We said yesterday in the Mishnah that originally, when a woman said one of three tainus, she was able to get divorced, and then she could also keep her ksuva. They changed that. What are the three tainus? Number one, I was raped. Number two, I know that my husband can't have children. And number three, I make a neder against all Jews. That was the original takana. And the original takana was, she gets divorced and she gets her ksuva. And the Chacham said that she's probably saying that because she saw someone else. So they made up different halachas just to prove it, and it wasn't so simple. So Yibay Elohu, Amar Labayla Tameya Ani. If a woman says, Tameya Ani, you can lower it. Fine, no problem. So, if a woman says, Tameya Ani, I'm Tamei, I was defiled. So what's going to happen now? She's going to, and we're talking about by an Ashes Kohen, right? Leave it. Wait, leave it. Just leave it. Just leave it. Amr Labayla Tzimani, Ma'usha Tocha B'Truma. Can she eat Truma? Right? Can she eat Truma? What are the issues here? Rav Sheshis Amar Ocheles. Rav Sheshis says she can still eat Truma. Shalototzi Laz Albaneha. You don't want to make it out that the kids are not really Kahana. She's married to a Kohen. She made this accusation, right? About herself. She made a claim about herself. She was defiled. She could still eat Truma. Rava Amar Eino Cheles. So why should she eat Truma? After the Achla Chulim. She could eat Chulim. Doesn't have to eat Truma. Amar Rava Umoder of Sheshes, but Sheshes would agree. She'im, Miss Armala, that if the husband dies, right? What's going on here? What's going on is, she walks in one day and says to her husband, by the way, I was raped. Husband says, you have proof? She says, no. No, but I want out. Husband says, no, that's not the halacha. The halacha is, we don't believe you. Right? Because you probably saw someone else. So therefore you stay and you stuck with me. Question is, can she truma still? So that's machlokas. Yeah, some say yes. In other words, really, maybe we'll believe her. But what the kids are going to be, people are going to think, oh, look at this, she doesn't eat truma. Actually, she must have fooled around, you know. Others say, no, so why, she doesn't have to eat truma, she can eat chulin. Why isn't she eating truma? I don't like truma. What's the big deal? Right? Amar Rava, Umodra of Sheshit, her Sheshit would agree, she in this armala, that if he died, the husband, she ain't no achelas. She has to stop eating truma. Why? The only reason why she could still eat truma was because the kids, we don't want the kids to have a bad name. Nisarma woman is Garsha, Amri, if she gets divorced or widowed, Amri, Hashta de Istancia. Now she defiles herself. So now she has to stop eating truma. After the death, nothing to do with the kids. Okay? Good? Okay, next. Amr of Papa, Badik Lon Rava. Rava had the following Shaila. Ashes Kohen, the wife of a Kohen, Shenenza, that got defiled, raped, Yesh La Ksuva Oein La Ksuva. Does she get a Ksuva or not? Kivan the Ones Lagabe Kohen, since an Ones by a Kohen is Kiratzon Lagabe Yisrael Dami, right? Meaning, we know that an Ashes Kohen is different than an Ashes Yisrael. If an Ashes Kohen is raped, even if it's against her will, she can't go back to her husband. That's it. It's over. That's just like a Yisrael, Ashes Yisrael, who did that Baratza. Now, if an Ashes Yisrael does it Baratza, does she get a ksuva? Of course not. She herself had an affair, Baratza, she loses her ksuva. So the same halacha should be with an Ashes Kohen. Why? Because the same result. The result that she gets to marry. You hear?
It's not the same, but it's not the same.
Ain lo ksuva. She'll get a ksuva. Oh, Dilma, no. Matzi Amrele. She could say, Anaha Chazina. Nothing wrong with me. The Gabra who did this, Chosadeu. It's all your fault. You're the one who ruined the field. Why? You're a Kohen. I can't stay married to you because I was raped? What kind of thing is that? It's your fault. Hashem made you a Kohen. Vamrinan lay, and the answer is, so we have a, which one is it? Masnisani, the Mishnah and the Farish. What did the Mishnah say? Homeris, Temeani Lacha, if she says I was defiled, Yesh Lo Ksuva. She gets a Ksuva. Now, the Mayaskin, what was the case? E Lema be Eishes Yisrael, if it was a regular Eishes Yisrael, E Beratzon, Klum Yesh Ksuva? If it was Beratzon, does she get a Ksuva? Of course not. She has an affair, she doesn't get a Ksuva. Ibaones, Mika Misrael Gavra? And if it was Baones, does she have to leave her husband? She doesn't have to leave her husband, she can stay married. Ella Ashes Kohen. If rather it must be it was an Ashes Kohen. Now one second. Ibaratzon, if she did it willingly, she had an affair. Klum Yesh La Ksuva, she gets a Ksuva? What, me garb Ashes Israel Baratzon? She's any worse than any other wife? Any better? No, of course not. Ella, rather, it must be Ella Baones. It must be Baones. So the whole Mishnah must be talking about a case of an Ashes Kohen who was raped Baones. And what does the Mishnah say? Vikatani, Yesh La Ksuva. She gets a Ksuva. That's the Mishnah Rishona. Then we said she has to prove it because we were afraid she... But the halacha is she gets a Ksuva. So what do you see? Even though she could... Taina, I'd love to stay married to you. I'd love... I don't... You know, listen, a terrible thing happened. This guy attacked me. I'd love to stay married to you. What can I do? Torah says I can't. I get a Ksuva for sure. Right? Okay. Next. Now, all these things that have nothing to do with Nadarim. All these non-Nadarim issues. Ibayalahu. Amr Labayla Gerashtani Mahu. She walks into shul one day, and she says, look at this, my husband divorced me. My husband divorced me. The Gemara says, she says it to the husband. What? She says to the Baila, fine. I got divorced. Right? Where's the get? So the Ram says it's missing. It got missing. What?
Ask
what?
Ask the husband.
Exactly. So the question is she divorced? She says, I got divorced. Where's the get? I don't know. The dog ate it. So is she divorced or not? Amr of Hamnuna Tashma. One second. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, Homeris Temeani Lacha, I am defiled. Dafil Mishnah Chorona. Even after we changed the halacha, Diktani Lo Mehemna, we said she's not believed. Why is she not believed? Only because we're afraid she saw someone else. Hasam Hu the Meshakra. Now the Gemara says a different, slightly different reason, because she can lie. Why can she lie? Because she knows that the husband doesn't know the truth. Nobody knows the truth, right? She knows that. Therefore, she could lie and get away with it.
You don't have a father that doesn't make it.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't we have a father, a person that makes it for Russia?
No.
Is that for Russia?
It's a good question. You need a whole shear to figure out how all these principles work with each other. Putting that question aside, because I'm not sure of the answer. But now, Hassam over there, when she walks into the house and says, you know what happened to me just now? I was defiled. I was attacked by a man. I was raped. Hasam who the Meshakwa, she can lie, the Yada, because she knows the Baila lo Yada. But she knows the husband doesn't know the truth. So it's a winnable lie. She can get away with it. Right? Therefore, you have to bring proof. Aval Gabi Gerish Tani. But if she says I was divorced, the Yada ba Mehemna. The Yada ba Mehemna. The husband knows whether or not he divorced her. So he's right here, he's standing right here in shul.
There's also witnesses, and there's also somebody who wrote it.
Right, Mr. Freud. Yeah. By and by, all the husband's around, so go ask him. Chazaka, ain isha me'iza poneh b'fnei baila. No woman's going to do that. No woman's going to have the chutzpah to lie in front of her husband and say, he's going to embarrass him in front of everybody by the kiddush. Now, thank God you divorced me last week. He's like, what are you talking about? Right? So it's embarrassing. So no woman's going to do that. So therefore, if she comes to shul and says, I was divorced, she's not believed. Amalei Rava, Ad Rava.
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite. How can it be just the opposite?
Afilu l'mishnah rishona. Even in the first version of the Mishnah, Diktani Mehemna, when we did believe her, right? She comes home and says, I was attacked. We believe her. Hasa mishum delo avida libzuye nafsha. She's not going to want to ruin her. What kind of terrible thing that is? Who's going to want to date her? Right? Who's going to want to go out with her? Who's going to marry her? She's such tampered goods. She was attacked, whether it's a Jew or a guy. Right, I don't know, make a difference. I don't know. But the point is, that's very, very embarrassing thing to admit to people. Right? And yet, we believe her.
She's also disqualified herself to a
kohen. She disqualified herself to a kohen. It's true. All these things are true. So, the truth is, we end up not believing her because we're afraid her desire to be with someone else, that the milkman, is so strong that she'll do this to herself. But putting that aside, it's a terrible thing to have to say. Aval hacha, but over here, the zimnin, the takafle gavra, she hates her husband so much. Me'iza, me'iza. She will have the chutzpah to say it. She'll say anything to get out of this marriage. So she'll say anything. So therefore, if a woman walks in the shul and says, thank God my husband divorced me, maybe she is believed. So we don't have an answer. You hear? What?
But it is possible that she really got destroyed.
I don't know.
If she doesn't have it and she goes to another place, she can't show.
So this came up in Tzuvos. We spent days on this. I don't remember everything, but like it's so complicated because he was saying it so fast. What if he admits it? What if he doesn't admit it? They'll buy another one. All these, so we had all this. So that's not such a simple. These are not simple issues.
If they,
I'm sorry. Yes, we did. I know. After a while, it becomes a blur.
Yeah, we have to do the
blur. Sounds like it. And a lot of this stuff, comes up in Gittin also, which we didn't do yet.
Yeah.
But it's, these are okay. These happen throughout history, and they're not simple cases. They're not easy. The Masav Rav Sharshia, 1 second. Rav Sharshia has the following question. The second case was, Hashamayi Beini LeBeinach. Right, what is she saying? My husband can't have children. Right? His zera doesn't come out in such a way that he can father children. Now, the Mishnah Rishona, we believed her. Why do we believe her? Because we just did. Right? Does that make herself look bad? To say that about someone else? Doesn't have anything to do with her. So it's not a kashan rava, tiyufta de rava. It's a kashan rava. Why is it a kashan rava? What did rava say? Right? Rava wanted to know, can an aishas kohen get truma? Right? Does an aishas kohen get the ksuva? And we answered from our Mishnah, absolutely. Why? Because the case was, it had to be an Aishas Kohen. It can't be anyone else. And it had to be that it wasn't Barata. She was forced. It wasn't Barata. And what did we say? She gets a tshuva. Now, 1 second. What did the case say? Hashemayim Beni LeBeinach. Hashemayim Beni LeBeinach will testify who's right. Tiyufta Derava. This is a kashan rava. Why is it a kashan rava? Because hacha the less like kisufa over here. It's not embarrassing for her. She's married to a guy that can't have children. Why is that embarrassing? The less like kisufa. There's no embarrassment to her. V'katani d'behemna, and yet she's believed in the Mishnah Rishona. She's believed. Why? Why is she believed? Right? Has nothing to do with embarrassing yourself or not embarrassing yourself. That's not the criteria. What is the criteria? There is no criteria. There is none. Just believe her. People don't lie. So there is no criteria. So why did Rav have to give a whole drasha that because she's not going to lie? No one's going to lie and say I was raped if it's not true. That's not the criteria. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Kasava Rava, Rava holds, Hasam over there, in the case of where she says my husband can't have children, Kivin de lo sagila de lo amra ein yorek kechetz, right? Since the only way this is ever going to come to light, I'm not 100% sure I understand this, the only way it's ever going to come to light is if the husband, if the wife says something, right? The Ran says, look at the Ran of Hasam, Kivin de lo sagila de lo amra ein yorek kechetz, ilo, Kivin shehi tzricha levara divareha, she has to explain herself. She's going to walk into shul, to walk into the bed and say, heaven and earth know the story. Lady, what do you mean by that? She has to explain herself, right? Tzricha lomar shebepira shma shehi to'enes alav. She has to say explicitly what's going on. The hainu, she'ein yorek echeit. She can't have children. Kisifa alav. That is embarrassing. The hainu, kisifa le milsa. It's embarrassing. Not sure why. V'i lav dekushta have halas lo havis amra. And if it wasn't for the truth, she would never say it. So it's the same answer. The answer is nobody says things that are embarrassing unless they're true. Why is it embarrassing for her to say that?
That's just the she'll be bashful.
What? Right. It's something you don't want to publicize, even if it's not about you. It's about your husband, and you want out because you can't have children. What? But it's not a defect about herself, it's a defect about the other guy. Her husband, who she doesn't want to be married to. So it's an embarrassing situation. So therefore, it isn't. What? Right, right. So it is embarrassing. So that is the criteria. With the kasha was, there's no criteria. No, of course it's criteria. The criteria is embarrassing. Now, it's not as embarrassing as saying I was defiled. Maybe true, but still embarrassing. Okay. So the Gemara just finishes. E lo ishi kid amra lo amra le. If it wasn't true, she'd never say it, right? Because it's embarrassing. Now, hashamayim beni lebeinecha. If she comes and says, you know, heaven knows what's going on here with me and him. The Mishnah Achrona. In the Mishnah Achrona, what was the Mishnah Achrona? The Mishnah Achrona was that he said, that the Mishnah said, make a party for her, make a dinner, try to appease her, right? So to you, David, to you have the Rav Amnuna. That's a kasha and Rav Amnuna. Why is that a kasha and Rav Amnuna? That what did Rav Amnuna say? Rav Amnuna said that if she comes and says I was divorced, she's believed. Why is she believed? Because nobody will lie. She doesn't have the chutzpah to go and lie in front of her husband, so she's believed. So 1 second, v'ahacha. But in the case of Beni Ubeinecha, right? Diyadahi, she knows. Ubaila Yadaba, he also knows. What? That he can't have children. He said he knows. He knows his own body. Vikatani Delomahemna. And what did it say? Not believed. Why not? By a get, where she knows and he knows. So she's not stupid. She's never going to come to court or to shul and say, my husband divorced me, he's right here, it's not true. No, she'll never do that. Therefore, it is true. Right? It is true. So how could, by the case of Beni Lebeinecha, right, she comes, she knows it's true, he also knows it's true. So why is she not believed? According to Rav Amnuna, she's not believed, even in the Mishnah Achrona. Right, try to make a party, try to appease her, work it out, but not believed. Why not? By get, she's believed. Why is she believed by get? Because again, she's never going to do that. She's never going to walk into shul and say, I was divorced. Husband sitting there davening. What do you mean you're divorced? I never gave you a get. It'll make it look ridiculous. So no one's going to do that. Obviously, it's true. They did get divorced. So how come over here we say something different? Same thing. He knows, she knows he's impotent. She knows it. So why was she able? Why isn't she believed? So the Lord gives a very difficult answer. Kasavra Amnuna Hachanami He Gufa Amra Nehi Debebiya Yada Biara Kechet Miyada Umishamachi Mishakwa. In other words, he doesn't know. The husband doesn't know. You hear? Why? So
I don't understand. How do you know that she's blaming him? When you're just saying that it's you, it's not me, it's you. How did they know?
Because in those days.
See a local urologist, I'll tell you. See a doctor, they'll tell you.
No, see, I would say this. In those days, There is no way, in those days, there was no way to know if a woman couldn't have a child. There was no way to know that. But you can know if a man can't. You're able to tell.
So how do you know?
If a man can't, if he can't, if the Zara doesn't, Yorick a chait.
You know, you blame the man?
No. So if she knows, that's the issue. How does he know that?
He can't finish.
Right, he can't, exactly. He can't do it. So we said, they both know. Now the answer is, but he doesn't know. How can he not know? I don't know, how does he not know that?
It's in this week's Parsha.
Steven, how can a man not know?
Guy probably never.
Said this week's Parsha. No, right, it said you can't have a suit doctor, you can't have a person who has Stephen Goldberg ejaculated.
Right.
It's wrong.
So he doesn't know. Therefore, and she knows he doesn't know. Right? She knows he doesn't. How does she know? She feels it. How come he doesn't know? He's a shlamazel. So he doesn't know. So therefore, she can get away with the lie. That's what she's not believed. Okay? Now we're gonna have some fascinating Gemara. We plod through 90 daf of Nadar and listen to this Gemara. Hahi itisa, there was a woman. Right? We're gonna have a bunch of cases now. So listen to this. The Chol Yoma, every day, the Tashmish, every time they had relations, Mikdama Mashia Yadel Lagabra. She would wash her husband's hands. In the morning. Or afterwards. Yom Achad, one day, Asile Maya, Le Mimasha. She brings him water to wash his hands. Amrele, he says, one second, what are you doing? Hadamilsa Halo Have Adidna. We didn't have relations last night. Why are you bringing me water? We'll stop for a second and do the Ran. The Ran, the second to last line of the Ran. Ancient, what? Exactly. Aishas Kohen Haisa. She was Aishas Kohen, right? The EA, she's Israel, same story. Kivan, what's gonna happen? She's gonna say, oh, it must have been someone else. Thought it was you. Right? So, one second. So it has to be an Aishas Kohen. Why? Because if it's, again, same story. The EA, Aishas Israel, Kivan Shafil Fi Divareha Sivura Haisa Shehi Baila Ein Lecha Ones. If it's an Aishas Israel, that's not an onus. What is that? Let's say it's true. She thought it was her husband. It really wasn't her husband. She thought it was. So what is that? That's not a. She wasn't raped, right? Gadol ein lecha onus. Gadol mizeh. It's no greater than the biggest onus of all. It's not amazing. It's not a shogeg. It's an onus. The onus be Yisrael mishrashari. She'd stay mutter to her husband. I made a terrible mistake. I went into the wrong room. I thought it was you. That's not a rape. So she can stay married to her husband. Who can't stay married to her husband? In Ashes Kohen. Right? Of Nachman Lamemar Acher El. It must be what we said. So anyway, so the husband says, what are you bringing me water for? We didn't have relations last night. Arm relay, bottom line, Im Kane, Chadmina Nachrim Alohudahave Hachihoidna. It must have been one of the salesmen, the spice salesman, the guy that came by. Aunt Lo, if it wasn't you. Right? Dilma Minhon, maybe it was one of them. Right? Amr of Nachman, Inua Nasna Ba'acher, she wants someone else, she must see someone else. Velesle Bamasha Bimila. There's nothing to her words. Right? Nothing to her words. Says the Achronim, the Ol Moshe, one of the Achronim, even in the Mishnah Rishona, there'd be nothing to her words. Why? Because she didn't say anything. All she did was bring him water. She didn't say I was raped. She didn't say I made a mistake. She didn't say anything. All she did was bring him water. Therefore, he started it. He said, what are you doing? We didn't have... She said, we didn't? What if he wouldn't have said anything? Would she have said something? L'chorah, no. Right? She wouldn't have said, by the way, let me tell you what happened last night. I walked into the wrong room, and I slept with some other guy. And then since I'm an Aishas Kohen, he has to divorce me. What? Right. So what's the tzad that it's usher? She brought water. He said we didn't have... It's a whole story. You have to build up a whole story. Says Reb Nachman, that doesn't impress me. It doesn't impress me. I think it's baloney, and therefore she's not believed. Right? So it's not a case of, this is what Chassam Sofer says, it's not a case of Shavya Nafshech Haticha Disura. It's not a case, which is what it always is. Right? It's not that, because she never said it, a lot of hint and a lot of innuendo, and therefore she's mutter. Says Nachman, I don't even have a chashash. Okay, next case. Hai itza, there was a woman. The lo havi bedicha daita bahadei gavra. She wasn't happy with her husband. So amalei. I'm sorry. She looked like she was in a bad mood. She looked like she was in a bad mood. She was walking around in a bad mood. So amalei ha idna maishna. Why are you in a bad mood? The husband says. Why are you in a bad mood? Amalei because may all alotai rasam bederach eretz ki idna. The last night when we had relations, that was the most painful I ever had in my life with you. Amalei. He tells her lo havi adim milsoina. That didn't happen last night. It didn't happen last night. So she says, "Oh, Amalei im kain halei nachrim naftu yidahavi ocho idna." It must have been one of those salesmen who sells the naft, some kind of oil. Ha'idna, e aunt lo. If it wasn't you, Dilma chad menon. Maybe it's one of those guys, right? So Amalei, Rav Nachman, lo tashkechinen bein nosenes eina ba'acher ho. Don't pay any attention to this. She must be want someone else. Says the Achronim over here, this is even more far-fetched than the case before. Why? Because all she did was walk around in a bad mood. She didn't even do anything. Here, she didn't do anything. She just walked around in a bad mood. So 90% of women walk around in bad moods. Right? She didn't do anything. She didn't do anything. She just walked around in a bad mood. He says, why are you in a bad mood? She didn't do anything. It's much more far-fetched that she built up a whole story to get out of the marriage. It's very far-fetched. You want to get out of the marriage, just say I was raped. She doesn't say that. She doesn't say anything. She walked in, before in the first part, at least she poured the water, which is like a, it's like an indication, hey, this didn't happen last night, what are you pouring water? She didn't even do that, she's just walking around. Husband says, are you in a bad mood today? Why? Well, last night, we were together last night. Right? It's much more far-fetched. Next. Hahu gavra dahave maharzik bebeisa hahu? Listen to this story. Hahuva intasa. There was a guy who was with another married woman in the house. The word maharzik, I think, means alone. Right? What? Secluded. He was alone together with another man's wife. And what happened? Al asamare debesa. The husband comes home. Right? This is like every movie's like this, right? The woman's alone with a guy, and the husband comes home. Parata noeth lahotse v'arak. So the noeth, the guy who doesn't belong there, but one man belongs there, one man doesn't belong there. The guy who doesn't, is a machlok is who runs away. But most say with this guy. The non-husband runs away. What?
Why is he running away?
So they had a confrontation, some say, whatever. So Amar Rava, it's a shari. The wife is mutter. Why? Because e isya the avari sura, if they did something wrong, Irkuse have mirkas. He would have hidden himself. Apparently, the husband saw the guy run out. If they really did something wrong, the guy never would have allowed that. He would have hidden under the bed or behind the curtain, you know, till the husband went to sleep, and then he would have snuck out. He never would have let himself be seen. Obviously,
in front of him,
he did. Obviously, what? Obviously, listen to this. Obviously, nothing happened. Right? Ask the Rishonim, the Rashba asks, one second. Even without this Rava, I don't need Rava to tell me that they're mutter. Why not? Because what happened? There was a man and a half. There was no sota, no steam, no warning, nothing. So what happened? Maybe they were just playing checkers. How do you know that? We have no proof of anything. Just because so man and woman are alone in a house together, right away we assume the worst? We have to have proof, something. We don't even know how long he was there. Right? It says. What? No, sota is I warn you. I'm suspicious. And they have to be alone together. That they have to be alone together for no longer than time. He didn't warn her. The guy was repairing the refrigerator. Right? So he, all of a sudden the husband comes up. He says, okay, I gotta go. And he runs out. But that's a case of. I need Rava to tell me, don't worry about it. Because if they really did something wrong, he would have hidden. Why? No, you don't see the kasha? I don't know. So believe it or not, the Rashba answers, don't be a chassid over here. And don't say, well, I'm going to be a machmir. There's no chumrah. Rava says, there's no chumrah. Right? Well, listen, I don't want my wife is alone with a man. Who knows what? There's no chumrah here. Nothing happened. Why did nothing happen? Because it's not human nature. Human nature is you don't run away. You don't run out and see, you don't let the guy see you. Not even a chumra. You hear that? That's number one. Tosfos says, and the Yavamas gives a different answer, that even if she says I was raped, she says, yeah, it's out in the open now, let me tell you what happened. Right? The guy ran away. She says, but 1 second, we did fool around. Or either I've rotzed or voted. Right? And the husband, but the guy let the husband see him. Says Rava, you can ignore her statement because nobody would ever do that. Nobody would ever let themselves be seen. You hear the case? Even if she admits it, still don't believe him. Still don't believe her. Right? Okay. What? Yes. Next case. This is the best one of all. Who knoweth? There was a guy, right? We'll call him a noeth. The Olagava Yitza. He was with a woman. He's with a woman. And Asa Gavra Salik, Asa Gavra Salik. The husband comes home. So this here, the guy, Noeth, Asiv, Biklai, Baba. He hides himself somewhere. What do those words mean? He hides himself by the edge of the curtain. Behind the curtain, by the door. Havimechate in Tichli, Taman. He saw some kind of vegetable over there. The Taminon Chivya, and a snake. He saw a snake eating it. And the snake put his poison there. Boy Mari the Beta Lamecha and Hani Tichli. The low daita the intisa. The husband goes to get some of that out of the drawer. She says, "Honey, can you go get some of that stuff right out of the closet?" And he opens the closet to take exactly what the Noeth knows has poison. Amaleh who Noeth lo techlemenhon. So the Noeth says from behind the curtain, "Don't eat that. It's poison." Right? The tamin and chivya. It's poison. Amar Rava intisa shari. Right? The wife is mutter. Why? Im isya de avari shura, had they done something wrong, nichale de lechal volumos. The guy would have wanted the husband to die, so now he can marry her.
Maybe not.
Why not?
He's a nice guy. Because maybe.
Wait till we get to the nice guy. Wait 1 minute. We're not finished with this Gemara.
He did chuva after he did that.
We're going to have a better.
And he doesn't want it to be on his head.
Dichsiv, it says, Kinafu v'dam bidehem. Not only do you have no way, but you also murder. So they go hand in hand. I would have, right? They go hand in hand. Right? Says the Gemara, one of the most fascinating words of the entire Masechta. Pshita. What's Pshita? Isn't it obvious that every no way is also a murderer? Why is Rav, who said this story here? Why is this story in the Gemara? Why are you wasting space? Telling you a story that's so obvious. Isn't it obvious that if he were guilty, he'd want the husband to die? Why would he want the husband to die? Because that's how no ifs are. They're also murderers. So obviously he didn't do anything. And therefore he saved his life. He told him, don't eat that, it's poison. Yeah, pshita. You hear this pshita? Pshita. So the Gemara says, no, it's not such pashit. You know why? Mal detema. I would have thought... Mal de tema, I would have thought Isura Avad, really they did do an Isser. They did do an Isser. Vahai de Amale, Denicha le de Lol Mazbal. And the reason why he saved the husband was because he wanted the husband to live. Why? Because to have it into Saleha, he wanted him to live. Why did he want him to live? What?
He really didn't want the wife.
No, that's not why. Because we say, Mayim Genovim Yim Taku, stolen waters are sweet. It's much better living on the edge like that. Right? V'lechem sesar b'yinim. I would have thought all that. Kamash v'lon, don't think that. Don't think that. That's crazy. Don't think that. Right? Don't think that. Therefore, they really didn't do anything wrong. Because if they'd done something wrong, he never would have let the guy live. Maybe he wants him to live because Mayim Gedovim Yim Taku. No, that's not a reason. Says Tosfos, you gotta see this Tosfos inside. Mayim Genovim Yim Taku, second to bottom line. 1 second. Kedamar Sanhedrin, we say in Sanhedrin, Nital Tam Bia Vinitain La Ovre Avera. Because once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they took away the Tam of Bia, and they gave it to the Avera people. Only they really have the Tam of Bia. Therefore, nobody wants to have a woman beheter, because it's not. Because the Tam Bia was taken away. Where is the Tam Bia? Only by people that do Averis. So you hear this? The guy wants to do an Aveira because that's where the Tambiyah is. Answers Tosfos. Right? So it's a very good Svara. You hear what Tosfos just asked? Such a good Svara.
What?
That when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Tam of Bia was taken away. The enjoyment of Bia was taken, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So, and where was it given? Where did it go? It went to the Ovri Aveira. So there's a much, so Tosfos explained the question. Much bigger reason why he'd want the guy to live. He's explaining the question. Why would somebody want someone to live? Mayim Genovim Yimtzaku. What does that mean, Mayim Genovim Yimtzaku? That's where Tambiya is. So he wants to have Tambiya. Let the husband live. So husband dies. I marry her. There's no more Tambiya. I'm not doing anything wrong. You hear this? Answers Tosfos. Kamash Malan. Dinoeth Ene Odeazah. Dinoeth doesn't know all this. You hear this? He doesn't know all this. Gemara. I'm going to Dafyomi. Now he wants him to die so he can marry him before Hesia. Why do you let him live? Because nothing ever happened, so you let him live. He saved him, bailed him out. It looks very weird. What are you doing in my wife's bedroom behind the curtain? I'm telling you, nothing ever happened. If something would have happened, I never would have let you live. Okay, now Martin, listen to this. The Mashah asks, one second. So you're telling me the whole Gemara, what about before the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed? What about before the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed? Then what? Then there's no kasha. Because he said, well, mine, but I've been talking, Tambi is better if you're doing a Veira. It's only once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but then that's not true. What's going on? Right? Right? So the Marsha explains that the Yetzer Hara, even before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Yetzer Hara worked on you and got you so excited that you thought it was better. That's exactly what Mayim Genovim Yimtzaku means. The Chassam Sofer says an unbelievable word. What does Mayim Genovim Yimtzaku mean? What does that mean? Stolen waters are sweet. Stolen waters taste the same as other water. And someone's wife tastes the same as someone else's wife. So same. Same thing. Right? What does it mean, sweet? It's all in your head. You think it's better. It's not better, it's the same. Right? That water tastes the same as that water. Right? It's all the same. It doesn't mean mind get over from the taco. It's all in your head. Right? That's exactly what it means. It's all in your head. The Itahar has convinced you it's better over there. What's better over this? It's the exact same thing as your own wife. It's better over there. Right? Such an unbelievable fart. It's so true. It's such an unbelievable fart. Why are you going over there to the Aveira? Same thing over here. It's mutter over here. Why are you going over there? Why, it's better? It's sweeter? It's the exact same thing. What happened? The Yetzer Hara convinced you. He convinced you it's better over there. Right? If you, objectively, it's not better. Right? Such an unbelievable part. That's exactly what Mayim Genovim Yimtzaku means. The Yetzer Hara tricked you into thinking it's better. It's not objectively better. It's objectively the exact same. It's the exact same water. It's the exact same lechem. It's the same thing. The Yetzer Hara tricked you and thought it got into your head. Right? So it's an unbelievable part.
Timely.
What?
Timely.
Why?
The whole
after mass. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. Exactly. People are running around thinking it's better over there. It's not better over there. It's the exact same thing.
28 million people.
What? 28 million people let themselves fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara. That's all that happened. Right? They just fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara.
Now they all have to come zeros.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know the lawyers are very excited about all this happening. So they get a lot of business now. Alright, so Hajjanalach, Eil and Darim, Uslikal Masech Zadarim, Hajjanalach, Eil and Darim, Uslikal Masech Zadarim, Hajjanalach, Eil and Darim, Uslikal Masech Zadarim, Mazel Tov everybody, and Amir Tashem. Tomorrow morning, we begin with Masech Nazir.
Tomorrow morning, go for the fire.